This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello. Great to be with you again.
And if you were listening last week, you heard lots of Bridget and I on the show. Bridget and me. Well, anyhow.
Bridget and I.
You heard both of us.
Jim and Bridget.
Whoever. The two of us on the Share-a-thon because we were on live for our fundraising Share-a-thon last week. We want to thank everybody that stepped up to the plate. We always want to thank our regular donors who have been with us for years because, honestly, we would not be here without them. But at a Share-a-thon, we always get some new folks that step up to the plate and join our family of donors. So we want to welcome them and thank them. Also, we usually get some folks that are regular donors that maybe step up their donation a little bit during those times. So thank them as well. And if you hit certain levels during our Share-a-thon last week, we promised you a book.
Yeah.
Actually, we promised you two books. And the book is on the way. It'll be at your house here in a couple of days. One of the books is Breaking New Ground, Discipleship Using New Media. And the author of that book is...
Bridget Eyre.
Our co-host here on Faith in Action. So
it's actually the author is the Holy Spirit. So, you know, God is good, right? And we're going to be actually talking about a topic that is, I think, very much Holy Spirit driven.
And I do just want to remind people, too, Friday evenings here on Catholic Radio.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
If your parish has a fish fry or Stations of the Cross or Stations of the Cross without a fish fry, either way, by all means, go to your parish, enjoy the fish fry and attend Stations there. If that does not work for your schedule, or if your parish maybe doesn't have one on one of the evenings, or you can't make it, here on Catholic Radio, 7 p.m. Friday evenings. That may be a time when you don't normally listen to Catholic Radio, but make it a point. Friday evenings, 7 p.m., you'll hear the most beautiful presentation of the Stations of the Cross you've ever heard. It features music, singing, some very thoughtful meditations on each of the stations. And I just can't say enough about it. I'm thrilled about it. Friday nights at 7 p.m. here on Catholic Radio.
Well, I have to check that out. I haven't checked it out yet either, but I'm looking forward to that. Well, it's really awesome that we have Deacon Mike Meskel with us. He is the Director of Technology, Communication, and Planning. And really, the Diocese of Lafayette, in a sense, is going to be doing exactly what the title of my book is, and it's called Breaking New Ground with the new pastoral plan called Uniting in Heart 2030 Pastoral Plan. So here to talk about this and tell us all about it is Deacon Mike Meskel. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Bridget, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, I've been trying to stay in touch with the Catholic Moment articles that have been kind of outlining the Uniting in Heart plan. I love the title, but I really don't fully grasp what's going on. First, I love the title. Let's talk about the title. What does it mean?
Okay, so if you're thinking about uniting in heart, it really goes back to who are we as baptized Catholics? In our baptism, we died and rose in Jesus Christ. In that baptism, we were united with him. And that unity with the heart of Jesus Christ is who we are as Catholic people. So if you think about that unity, then the unity isn't just held by us alone. That's the gift of the graces that come to us from the heart of Jesus Christ that we start sharing with everybody around us. So within our faith community, within our parishes, that's where we start experiencing really the sharing of those gifts and being united with one another. And then it has to go out into the community and grow wider beyond the boundaries of just of our church doors. And then we think about who we are as a parish, and we're a parish that's in the middle of one local church under the direction of the bishop. So Bishop Doherty, his apostolic succession that he lives, his responsibility is all those parishes in one church in the Diocese of Lafayette across the 26, 28 counties that we have on north central Indiana. And when you look at his apostolic succession, what his responsibilities are, it's the same as the apostles. He is responsible for every soul within that territory.
Yeah, I was
not
just
say
that.
The Catholics.
Right,
yes,
exactly.
Yes,
and
yeah.
And as are we as baptized Catholics, we share in that mission to go out and to bring all those people in.
It is. It's exactly right. And then it takes one more step. It doesn't stop there, because we are united in the heart of Jesus Christ. His church on earth is the whole church, the global church. So we don't just stop at the local church. With
We don't stop at the boundaries of the diocesan lines, right?
Yeah, we reach even beyond and recognize that we are part of the body of Christ across the whole world.
So how did this plan come about, and what was the need?
You know, it's interesting. I was reflecting on where we've been and how we got there.
And you've been involved with this very much so for the last 2 years or so, longer.
Actually, even more, because let me start with it's kind of a little interesting story that Bishop Doherty tells about when he was asked to become the bishop for the diocese. He was not ordained yet, but he came to Lafayette to make a visit, and then naturally we're going to have a press conference. And in that press conference, one of the journalists asked him, "What's your vision for the diocese?" And it's like, well, you know, I just got here. I have to learn.
Exactly.
I have to learn and understand. And really, Bishop Doherty knows, because I get to talk to him a lot about this. He knows that he has to be close to the people. Mm-hmm. He has to know who they are. He has to know who we are as a diocese, and that's why he wasn't going to have a vision the day he walked in the door. And he knows that we have to look at our traditions and our history and where we've come from as a faith community, as the Diocese of Lafayette. And so it's taken some time to put all that in perspective and then start thinking about where we needed to be. But it's never been out of his mind. It's always been that where are we going and what do we have to do as a diocese. So he was working on it. Actually, when I started with the diocese almost 5 years ago now, he was actually in the middle of some work. You might remember when we did a lot of surveys across the diocese,
trying to
find out how we were connected and what we were doing with each other and how we related to each other and what the needs were in the parishes. And that's about the time that the theme Uniting in Heart came through, because that was what the bishop thought we had to do. And it's brilliant to say we have to be united with each other across the diocese and to know each other and to care for each other and minister to each other. And so that's where the theme got started. And it's more than a theme. It's something for us to live. It is truly something to live. So what we've really been doing over the last couple of years, though, is starting to dig even deeper and to understand who we are as a people in the Diocese of Lafayette and what are our needs and what do we look like today. Because what's very easy for us to do as Catholics is to fulfill our Sunday obligation, walk in, sit down in the pew on Sunday, and walk back out about an hour later and feel like we're living as a Catholic.
We check the box.
Yeah, check the box.
Catholic box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I didn't eat fish on Friday, so I'm in Lent. Those types of easy kind of, I can just say I'm doing it and I'm there. But our faith life is deeper than that when you think of the scope of who we are as a Catholic people and how we are united in the heart of Jesus Christ. There's much more to it. We have to live out our faith. And so to be able to understand how we do that, we have to know who we are. And there's been a lot of work done over the last 18 to 24 months to look at what's going on within our parishes.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at our real numbers and data, and I know some people get a little queasy when I start talking about numbers and data, because then we're not talking people, but we are talking people when we look at sacramental activities within our churches. So what's happening in a particular parish in terms of how many baptisms and confirmations, first communions are taking place, how many weddings are taking place? What's that look like compared to where we were at 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And that starts telling you a story of what the faith journey in that faith community looks like. And it's not always a situation where maybe the people aren't living their faith, but how are the demographics around that community changing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking with Deacon Mike Meskel. He is the Director of Technology, Communication, and Planning, and we're talking about the Uniting in Heart 2030 Pastoral Plan. So if you're just joining us, just who's that wonderful voice over there? That's Deacon Mike. Okay, so go on.
So when you start thinking about how our world changes around us,
mm-hmm.
and this is something that the bishop's very attuned to, because he looks at the history of the diocese and he sees how it's changed ever since the time that we were instituted.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to change, and we look at what's going on around us as a community and what's happening with the people that are there. Are we reaching them? Maybe the changes in our community says that we aren't reaching those that are close by. So we have to be attentive to what's going on with the people and the community around us to know whether our faith community is young and vibrant and growing or not. And so that's some of the focus of where we've been and trying to figure out what we have to do to respond to our call.
Now, the Diocese of Lafayette geographically is made up of kind of here in Indianapolis, and we think of the St. Louis to Montfort, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the ones
on the southernmost.
I guess that's the Carmel Deanery.
And
mm-hmm. so we think of it that way. And those are big churches and big parishes, but a lot of the diocese of Lafayette is made up of small communities. Is that correct?
Really? Absolutely. So if you think about 96th Street, right across the top of Indianapolis, well, that's basically the southern boundary of the Diocese of Lafayette, running from the Illinois to Ohio border, and then you go northward.
Mm-hmm. Our studios here, for people who aren't familiar with it, our studios are located at about 83rd Street, basically. So we're about six blocks from the Diocese of Lafayette, although we are in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. So, I mean, just as a little aside there, that's where we're located. Yeah. So we try and keep on top of what's going on both of them, but a lot of small communities.
Very small communities, too. And you think about it in terms of the population there, because there's a lot of agricultural area up there, but very faithful Catholics and loving Catholics in those areas, but they are smaller parishes. Mm-hmm. And when you get that far north, you start getting up around DeMott and Wheatfield and places like that. We have to pay attention to the fact that we don't always recognize that we have brothers and sisters in this one local church that are just, maybe a 2-hour drive from us, and what's going on in their parish?
Yeah,
life?
And I think it's really easy to just kind of get, closed in on your own parish, and you're not mm-hmm. really thinking about other people, just even in the diocese.
Yes.
Versus, and then you got to go beyond that. But so obviously there was a lot of planning that went involved. There was a lot of input to this.
Yes. We actually, back in November of 2018, we sat down with all the presbyteral body and the leadership within the diocesan offices, and we started looking at the data that we had been analyzing and saying, here's what we think this is telling us, mm-hmm. but you're out there living it. Mm-hmm. And let's get some feedback from you to say, what is it that we need to do differently to minister to the people, and what are the ministries we need to be focusing on, and are we deficient in areas, and where are the things we're doing good? And so we spent a whole day in that workshop, the first half of the day looking at numbers and the reality of who we are in numbers, and then the second half of that day was, what's the reality of the narrative of who we are as people? And then how do we start figuring out where we should be journeying to? That was the start of it.
All right, so we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to learn more about the mission, community, and witness of this plan, and all about evangelization, too. So stay tuned.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, and our guest is Deacon Mike Metzkel. He's the Director of Technology, Communication, and Planning. That's a big job. And we are talking about the new pastoral plan, Uniting in Heart 2030 Pastoral Plan. So let's talk about the pillars of the plan and the areas in which we want to focus on in order to grow and develop in our diocese.
Yeah, because as we were talking earlier, we were talking a lot about our analytics and the things we were doing to understand who we are and our people narrative, but the whole center of this pastoral plan is, how are we united in the heart of Jesus Christ? And if we're looking at the spiritual life and vitality of our parishes and our schools, then we have to figure out what that foundation is. And so the foundation is the three pillars we've been talking about across the diocese for many months now. And those pillars are mission, community, and witness. And in the mission side of it, it takes us back to looking at how are we called and engaging in our mission as disciples of Jesus Christ? Are we actually living the Word of God? Are we enriched by the Sunday liturgy? Are we participating in the sacraments and fed by those graces and allowing that to flow from us to other people? And that that missionary discipleship role that every one of us have by our baptism is something that we should be taking forward. So there's our mission. And that mission, we say even deeper in that, we have to pay attention to what came out of Vatican II, the language of the call, the universal call to holiness. And every one of us is called to that holiness, to live our faith life and to become deeper in our faith life. I used to have a spiritual director that oftentimes would challenge me to say, Mike, when you're talking about your faith and you're talking about the scripture, go deep. Go deep. Mm-hmm. And we sometimes, as people, we tend to go on the surface, you know, and we really, if we're going to come to know who our God is and to encounter Jesus Christ in our life, then we have to go deep in our spiritual life, and we can't just make our spiritual life something that's superficial. So that's that call to discipleship. And then the community side of it says, we have to pay attention to the vitality of our parishes and our schools. So what are we doing to ensure that everybody within our parishes and schools are receiving the Word of God and we're feeding each other? What are the cares and the needs that we have to be looking out for that faith community? And are we in our school systems continuing to bring the Word of God to the children and helping them understand that they too are disciples and they have to grow in this faith? And that's what keeps our parishes alive if our youth are alive. I know a lot of people talk about our young people don't always stay in the community, but they land in a community somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're not invigorating them in their spiritual life, then the church isn't going to live on either, no matter where they land. And that's the focus we have to have. The other side, the last pillar of this is the witness side of it. And some of the things we talk about in witnessing is, are we living a stewardship life? Are we really having a passion-driven stewardship where we're sharing the gifts that God has given us? Our talents are just our human gifts, the things that we have in our hands that make us who we are. Those aren't ours. It came to us from Christ. Mm-hmm. And how are we sharing those with everybody? And then, yes, we have our financial capabilities that we have, each one of them different. But are we sharing those to make sure that the church stays whole and continues on to bring the Word of God to all people?
I think what's really wonderful about this plan, and I've looked at it and reflected on it the last couple weeks as things have been coming out, is just how proactive it is. And also saying, you know, what are we doing as the church in the Diocese of Lafayette, and what do we need to be doing?
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's such a gift for us to be able to look at this proactively and say, hey, what are we doing, you know, and where are we going? And if you don't have that vision, how are you ever going to get there?
Right. And being proactive is something for all of us as members of the diocese to be engaged in. And that means we're out engaged in our community. We're living our faith life visibly to other people. And that's going to touch others. And they're going to see what kind of life we have and the experience we have. And they're going to be hungry for that. And that's going to lead them back to the hunger that they've always had in their heart, because it's ingrained in our soul to be part of Jesus Christ and to touch Him. So are we letting them know that there is a God, and that we love that God, and that we are encountering Christ in our life, and that we're sharing that with them? And
so what do people need to know about evangelization and discipleship as we embrace this new culture of uniting in heart?
Well, you know,
because
you,
I think some people are afraid of that word, like,
I'm
all about it. I'm all about evangelization, but, you know, not everyone is that comfortable with it. So it's not that intimidating, though, really, is it?
It's really not. You know, and you say it well when you talk about this new culture, because that's how we see it. It's a new culture, but how new is it?
A culture of life.
It's a culture of life. It's a culture of bringing the Word of God to other people. And it's the culture of building up the spiritual vitality of our faith communities and our schools. It's not new.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on forever. And the word evangelization, it people struggle with it. You said it yourself. they struggle with the word, and they put a lot of images around it. But what we have to do is go back and look at what happened when the church started upon the death of Jesus Christ, and He sent the apostles forward, gave them the gift of the Holy Spirit. They were the first evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're called to be, as evangelists, to carry the Word of God to other people. Don't get caught up in the notion of what evangelization and evangelism might look like in our modern world today, because sometimes it'll take us completely away from the focus of who we are as Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
And as Catholics, we've always been called by our baptismal promises to be evangelists. and that means simply living our faith life and carrying the word of God to others.
And a lot of people, they're doing that, and they're evangelizing, but they don't really realize that's what they're doing they're having a wonderful family. They're, you know,
But isn't that a beautiful example of, yes, right. Yeah. And you know, it's interesting. I've had conversations with both lady and clergy across the diocese about what evangelization means, and people get a little afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you help them understand that it's just quite simply living that life and not being afraid to say, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, and here's how he's touched my life. Here's where I've seen him in my life. And then you start building the hunger for somebody else. Lead them to the church. Lead them to the church. It's the Holy Spirit working through you when that happens. Let him continue to work through you, and he'll guide you.
We're talking with Deacon Mike Metzkel. He is the Director of Technology and Communications, and we're talking about the Uniting in Heart 2030 Pastoral Plan. Okay, so we have about 10 minutes left, Jim?
Yep.
What do we need to know about this plan? Maybe how will it help our clergy and our laity to grow in their faith and to be more effective?
Yeah.
It's a big question.
That's a big question. There's a lot there.
There's a lot there. You can take whatever you want there.
Let's say many moving parts. But one thing I think that you've given me an opportunity to speak to is what it means for our clergy.
Yeah.
Because what we saw in all the work we were talking about earlier that we did of looking at what's happening in our parishes, we recognized that many of our clergy were doing a whole lot of administration. And Jim, you mentioned about the smaller parishes. Mm-hmm. And not all the smaller parishes have the same resources that the parishes in our southern part of the diocese might know about. So the pastor winds up being the payroll master. He winds up being the HR person. He winds up even maybe being the grounds person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that
takes a toll, you know, let's be honest.
Yes, exactly.
we don't want to drive our priests into the ground, you know.
We love them. No, and we love them because what they were ordained to do.
Exactly.
Which was to come into the parish and where the bishop has sent them forward so that that priest can minister the souls that the bishop has put in his charge. And if he's busy with all of the administrative side of it, how does he minister spiritually as well and not come exhausted and burned out?
Exactly.
So uniting in heart is about the sharing of resources, mm-hmm. not just sharing our spiritual well-being, but how do we look at ways to bring the kind of things that a pastor needs into his parish that allows him to lead from a team and to have that team behind him that he needs to be able to administer the parish. And so one of the things that's going to happen shortly after the new assignments are announced.
And some may already be out at this point.
There's conversation. Yeah.
Depending on how it rolls out.
Yeah.
So when you hear this,
it won't be long before you'll start learning about the pastors that are being signed to the pastorates. But right after that, we will, as the diocese, start holding workshops and formation events for the pastors and their leadership team. And so we'll start giving them the tools they need to navigate through the change that is uniting in heart. Help them to understand how to find the charisms and the gifts of the people they need to put around them to help them be able to be the ministers of the parish, and then that allows them to go on and continue to the spiritual work that they've been ordained for.
Now, most of the people in the Lafayette Diocese probably received the Catholic Moment, the Catholic newspaper for the diocese. Is there going to be a listing of a lot of the changes in there?
Yes.
I know there has been historically.
Yes.
At one time there was like a large kind of like flow chart almost.
Yeah.
And that was a couple of years ago maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we put out some charts back when the pastoral plan was announced that showed the model of where the pastorates are at across the diocese. And when we have the final announcement on all those assignments, then we're going to lay it out in the way that everybody can see it, the pastors and their associates and where they land within those pastorate settings. So yes, when it's finally official and it's all announced, then the Catholic Moment and all of our social media channels will carry all that information, so it'll be readily available to everybody.
So is this going to be like an evolving plan, or is it, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this is kind of the framework, and then there's going to be a lot of, I guess, discernment as these new I guess, structures are being formed.
Yeah, because there is the Uniting in Heart's 10-year pastoral plan. But right. Once the pastorates are stood up and the new pastors are there, when they get their leadership team together and they have their pastoral council in place, one of their key objectives that they will have is to put together a 3-year pastoral plan for their pastorate so that it mirrors what the 2030 pastoral plan looks like, but it starts speaking to how do they carry out the ministries and the life of their pastorate, because those communities are all unique. And so they will have a pastoral plan that they will be working towards. And the bishop will look over those plans and make sure that we're all living Uniting in Heart together.
Now you use the word pastorate as opposed to parish.
Right. Right.
Explain
and
that.
The difference?
There is a difference, yeah. And where it's probably going to be most noticeable is where you were talking about, Jim, up in the areas where we've got more distant and smaller parishes. Mm-hmm. And so to help them to have more resources and to have a larger faith community around them, we have taken and grouped certain numbers of parishes together to form them into a pastorate. So there'll be a single pastor over all of those parishes. But then, depending on the size of them and the number of the population, mm-hmm. they may have other than pastoral assistants with them. So the associate pastors that will be there, and so they'll have a faith community that's made up of multiple parishes. Parishes aren't changing in any way; they are still there, but their leadership and their ministry is brought together so that they're sharing resources and growing as a faith community together.
And we have to believe that the Holy Spirit is going to be leading and guiding us through this whole thing.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can see it at work already.
Well, on that note, could you give our audience a blessing before we go?
Oh, yeah, I would love to. Yes. So let's pause for a moment. Before we start a blessing, I always like to try to turn off all the notions and the ideas we have in the back of our head and make ourselves open to the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life, and to actually just let Him settle upon us. To let us contemplate what it is that we're being called to do. What is our calling, each and every one of us? And to open our hearts to the Holy Spirit to touch us and to guide us in that way. And if we can embrace the fact that God is always calling us in one way or another to be His disciples, to be able to go out and spread the word of God to all those that have yet to encounter Jesus Christ, then we'll be open to His grace working in our lives. And we pray all these things through our Blessed Mothers. We pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May everyone listening to this show be blessed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Deacon Mike Metzgel, Director of Technology and Communication, for sharing the vision of Uniting in Heart 2030 Pastoral Plan. We'll be praying with you as we move forward in all this exciting endeavor.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
God bless you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.